Bust of Athena. Level 1. This female figure, wearing a Corinthian helmet and cuirass, represents Athena, the Greek goddess of wisdom, the arts, and warfare, understood as a military strategy. For this reason, Athena is often depicted in armor, as in this piece, which is only partially original. The bust with the cuirass is in fact a product of a Renaissance restoration, during which the nose and some parts of the face were also reconstructed. The restorer chose to pair the goddess's head with an elegant breastplate featuring the head of Medusa, one of the classic attributes in Athena's iconography and a powerful symbol of protection. The marble bust from Venice, which is larger than life-size, originally belonged to a colossal statue, a type of monument that was widespread in antiquity. The creation of such works required significant technical expertise and typically followed one of two methods. In the piecing technique, the statue was composed of multiple parts joined together with pins and dowels. More commonly, acroliths were produced, a Greek term meaning stone extremities, referring to statues made with only the head and limbs in marble, while the central structure was of wood, dressed in fabric or metal elements to represent clothing. The goddess's face, marked by an intense expression, also offers a clue to the original composition. The head is tilted and turned toward the left hand, which likely once held a small statue of Nike, or Victory, a known iconographic motif. The original was almost certainly in bronze, as indicated in particular by the wire-like treatment of the hair strands. This marble sculpture is thus a Roman copy of a Greek statue by the renowned Cretan artist Chrysillas, active in the second half of the 5th century BC and famous for his bronze works.